On the line now, I have Niamh Kelly, Policy Officer for Bernardas. Good morning to you, Niamh. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Now, the new survey that you have, parents feeling overwhelmed at times, just give us a little bit of a flavour of what you found out.
Yeah, well, we put the survey out and we got a really big response. Over 1,500 parents answered the survey. What came out well and clear is that parents don't feel supported. 95% of parents said they feel overwhelmed at some time. 53% of those said occasionally, but 15% said they very often feel overwhelmed with parenting. Most parents said the same kind of things in terms of what their biggest challenges are. So an awful lot of parents find juggling work and parenting to be a big issue for them. And as a result, a lot of the answers that we got to the survey highlighted the lack of affordable, available childcare to be one of their biggest issues.
Mm-hmm. And is it all to do with finances? Like, I mean, is there enough places for to put the children if they did have the resources?
Well, a lot of parents do feel it's too down to finances. Parents also said that they would like better flexible working hours as well. So it wasn't just necessarily about childcare, but also just having that flexibility. So I think on both sides of the coin, parents are feeling, I suppose, hard-pressed in terms of their working arrangements, that they'd like to have a bit more flexibility, and then on the other side of it, that, you know, that they don't, that they feel that they're working long hours to try and pay for childcare, and the two things are kind of linked in together.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it depends on the ages of the children as well, because, I mean, you'd have them in school or preschool or whatever it may be. Is there any difference between rural and urban?
There wasn't a massive difference between rural and urban in terms of what they were saying were the challenges. I suppose for rural parents, one of the big things that came up was the lack of services. So for them, in terms of the travelling time to get to different services was a big issue. You know, that they felt that the local, I suppose the public support, the publicly available support from the state was generally quite far and hard to access for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they understand, a lot of people understand, I mean, I don't want to be anyway too negative about this or demeaning in any way, but a lot of parents, I mean, they go, when people are getting married, they go for pre-marriage courses and all. Do you think they should go for pre-children courses to find out exactly, because I imagine that a lot of people would say that people have no idea what it's like having a child and raising a child, especially in the first couple of years. Maybe something like that?
Well, exactly. I mean, Bernardas does provide courses to parents. We have a load of resources on our website, bernardas.ie. But what we'd really like to see is that the state stepping in a low-level way to support parents. So maybe that's the introduction of a parenting course the parents can take either before they have their child or even during when they have their child, because a lot of parents did say to us that, you know, that there's information out there in the early days, but as the children get older, dealing with things like online safety and things like that, that they then feel a bit at sea. They don't know who to turn to. Most parents said that they turn to family and friends first when they need advice.
Okay.
But a large proportion of parents are now turning to online communities and looking for information online, which is great, but at the same time, you just want to make sure that the sources of information are actually, you know, good sources that people can trust the information.
Mm.
Worryingly, though, only 2% of parents said that when they first need help, that they turn to a public service. So there is a gap there in terms of what the government is providing and what parents feel that they can get from the government. So we'd really like to see something like, certainly in the early years for parents, the reintroduction of home visits of public health nurses. So at the moment, parents have to bring their child to a centre to have their child's public health nurse visit. We feel that that's a gap there in terms of, you know, the parents who do go are probably the parents who least need support, and the children who are missing those appointments are the ones that really could benefit with the support. We also feel for parents, if a parent is struggling, they're having a hard time, having that home visit is key, because if there's an issue there, they can pick up on that in the home. And if there's, you know, if there's other things going on, that can be flagged early on, and then that parent can get the support they need.
Okay. And before we talk about the services, just getting back to the idea of them needing more time and flexibility in work, is there a group that they have, mothers together or parents together, that they can approach maybe the firm's groups and say, look, can we work something out here? Is any sort of that going on?
For working arrangements?
Yes, yeah.
Not to my knowledge in terms of a national campaign. I think that each parent, and that's something that I suppose is a challenge for parents, is that they would have to negotiate that with their own employer. And I'm sure your listeners will appreciate that some employers are very supportive in that respect, but others are not, and people don't often have the option of negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that definitely came out loud and clear, that there is a need for greater flexibility on working time, but also a mix between both parents as well. That was something that came up, that, you know, the paternity leave that's currently offered is very short, and parents would like to see that extended, or at least the option to have maybe shared leave that either parent could take.
Mm-hmm. Well, the unions are in there for a long time fighting for paternity leave, but I don't know if they got really what they were looking for, and if it's enough at the moment. How does that come across?
Well, certainly Bernardo's would like to see an introduction of paid parental leave in the first year of a child's life. So at the moment we have 6 months maternity leave, we have 2 weeks, paternity leave. We'd like to see that expanded to cover the whole year, and that the additional time would be able to be taken between by either the mother or the father. So it would be up to the parents to decide who took the time. But the key thing is that it's paid leave, because parents just can't afford to take unpaid leave, many of them. And what it leads to is that the children of better-off parents are getting that parental care in the first mm-hmm. year, where the children of in lower income families don't have that support. So we'd really like to see the government step in there. In terms of internationally, we fare pretty poorly when we're compared with other countries.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How do we compare? Where do we stand on the scale?
We're pretty low, because if you look at the leave overall, you know, on the first glance, Ireland seems to have a good leave structure because we give 6 months to mothers. But actually, when you break it down in terms of the average industrial wage, how many weeks that is at that rate, it's only 8 weeks, whereas other countries are paying, you know, 75% of the average industrial wage. Mm-hmm. So it's allowing parents to take more time. We would like to see that the level of pay to parents increased over time, just to facilitate people working, because, you know, I think everyone can empathize with the fact that it's very difficult for some families to take a 75% or 50% cut in a salary.
Mm-hmm.
So we really think that the child's first year is such an important time in terms of their development, and mm-hmm. really the best thing for the child is to be with their parent during that time. And it's something that is internationally recognised. It's recognised here in Ireland. So really, we feel the government should be stepping in to support parents in that way.
Okay. Has any representation been made, and has it been rejected or just ignored?
Well, it's currently in the programme for government that would be introduced, but there's been no movement on it.
The kids themselves, if you haven't grandchildren, if it's going to wait to 2040, what?
Another area we'd like to see really is the introduction of family support services. So, you know, you were mentioning earlier about parenting courses, and parenting courses are really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is maybe a slight issue arising, family support services, which is where a family support worker goes into a family's home and helps them with whatever that issue is. It could be practical problems such as, you know, budgeting and time management, that the child's not getting to school on time or something like that. Or it could be teaching the parent to better understand and support their child's emotional development. So mm-hmm. maybe there's something lacking there. But it's a low-level intervention. It's something that is before a problem really gets, you know, where state intervention is really a big state intervention is needed. So it's really about stepping in early on, say, look, you know, you're having problems here, we'll help you build up your skills, build up your information, and then that family goes on to thrive then, and they're able to manage into the future rather than waiting until the problem snowballs. And then, you know, we certainly don't want to see a situation where there's proceedings taken against parents. You know, there's a lot of things you can do early on to help parents be better parents.
Okay, yeah, but
and that helps the children.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of anomalies there. I mean, I was only thinking before I rang you, actually, Niamh, that parents for the 2 weeks of Easter that are working, it must be like the preparation they have to make. I mean, especially only a few weeks ago that we had another bank holiday, and in 3 months or more, well, they'd be off at that time. But it must be a nightmare for parents at these times of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of issues and a lot of ongoing work going on into the earlier sector and, you know, childcare. But there is another big childcare area, which is the after-school sector, and there's nothing in terms of regulation of that sector. There's nothing. There's no state provision, so really it's very ad hoc. So parents are, you know, especially for teenagers in particular, because at that age, the types of things teenagers want to do are not going to be the types of things an 11 or 12-year-old wants to do. So, and at that age, obviously, there's a lot out there for teenagers that maybe isn't the best, and you wouldn't want to see them kind of left to their own devices. So there needs to be proper services there for all children, so that parents do have somewhere to say, right, well, I know my child is well taken care of because I have to work. A lot of the state's policies in relation to childcare is very focused on getting people into work and getting parents into work. We'd really like to see it brought back and focus on the child. So really, what's best for the child? And in turn, then, that will allow parents to go to work and to be productive members of society.
Okay. Well, I was saying about the urban and the rural divide. I mean, I was just reading a quote that you have in the survey that it takes a village to raise a child, but there must be a lot of kids isolated. And even in the city where you think, you know, there's loads of people live and there's lots of kids around, it's not always the case. As with adults as well, you can be lonely in a big city and left sort of stranded as well. So that sort of thing, you know, people need all the help they can get. How do grandparents and sort of relatives play a big part, I suppose, when they can? I mean, the fracture of the city now, that makes it difficult as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one big thing that came out from the survey, and it is both a positive and, I suppose, a negative, is that people really do depend on their families, which is great when the family's able to support you and when the family's available. But we did have a number, as you mentioned there, we had a number of people responding saying, you know, that they, maybe their family lived abroad or they had moved, and that they don't have that extra fallback position, and particularly around things like school and childcare, if the child is sick, you know, where do they go, what do they do? So parents are moving from mini crisis to mini crisis, really, in that situation, because they're terrified the child is going to get sick, and they've nowhere to, you know, they'll have to take a day's annual leave or take a day's unpaid leave. And really, the support that is there from family and friends is fantastic, but we feel there needs to be additional supports. It can't just be left up to, oh, you know, granny can take the baby or take the young fella, or there needs to be something else there in place for parents, something that's flexible, that's affordable, and most importantly, it's quality assured, so the children are getting a good quality level of care, and that it's regulated and people know from the outset what they're getting when they give their child over to the care in the morning.
I've never looked it up, Niamh, but are there such things as state creches in Europe and at all anywhere where the state
there would be different provision where it's state funded, certainly, and we do have community childcare in Ireland, but we also have a very heavily leaning on the private sector for childcare. So the majority of childcare services in Ireland are private, and then obviously you have childminders as well, which is a private arrangement. So it's evolved in this way, and what it means is that Irish parents pay more than anyone in Europe for their childcare needs, mm-hmm. because the state-sponsored services, the cost is lower because you're providing it on a grand scale. And also then the quality is assured because you have checks in place, you have regulations that determine, you know, how things are done. Now, we're introducing that here bit by bit, but there's still a massive way to go and parents are still feeling the strain. And also there's still needs to be more regulation in terms of different areas such as the after-school sector and child mm-hmm. minding at the moment aren't regulated. So we would, from a child's perspective, we would like to see every child who's in care in Ireland in a childcare facility or being minded in their home, that the same standards are there, so that child is getting the same standard of care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a fascinating survey on people can look it up online, I'm sure, and all the tips absolutely. That you were talking about.
All on Bernardos.ie, and we do have a lot of resources. So we have booklets, we have online resources about all different topics. So about childcare, about getting the most out of childcare, about parenting, but also things like online and digital safety as well.
Okay, listen, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Niamh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Niamh Kelly, Policy Officer for Bernardos. Bernardos.ie, and you can look up that survey and all the other services there that Bernardos offer.